In Charleston, South Carolina, the first funeral after last week's church massacre was held today. It was for Ethel Lance. She was 70 years old, a mother of five, grandmother of seven, and great-grandmother of four. NPR's Wade Goodwin was at the funeral service.
It was a lovely scene as hundreds of people filed into Royal Missionary Baptist Church, which hosted Ethel Lance's funeral service. In an ironic reversal of historic segregation, most of the black mourners filled the downstairs, while most of the white mourners sat in the balcony. As the service began and the casket was closed, one of Ethel's daughters cried out, "I'll see you in the morning." With that, many in the sanctuary began to weep. Lance's grandchildren spoke first. With remarkable composure, Brandon Risher said his grandmother would never have wanted to be associated with hate, that she had become so close to God, it was an emotion she was incapable of.
She used to represent something that we all know is there, which is hate. Right? She was a victim of hate. And she can be a symbol for love. That's what she was.
The service was attended by Governor Nikki Haley, Charleston Mayor Joseph Riley, as well as the Reverends Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. Elder Norval Goff is the acting pastor of Emmanuel AME Church.
I served as Mrs. Lance's spiritual leader. I took a lot of photographs in my mind and my heart. She will live because these photographs are just beautiful.
While the words spoken in Lance's memory inspired, it was the gospel music that transcended. The vile racist hatred that took Ethel Lance's life was exercised this afternoon by wave after wave of music and prayer until all that was left was sadness and love. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Charleston.